and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for a beautiful day and a wonderful week ahead of us. May you lead us today as we live our lives that will honor you all the rest of our days. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today we are starting a new topic about another core value that we have as a church and as a movement, which is called leadership development. And so maybe some of you are saying, I'm not a leader, or I don't want to lead because I'm an introvert. Now, before you tune out of our devotion today, let's first look at the basic definition of leadership. Well, if you look at, internet or Google, leadership is the ability to influence and guide followers towards a certain cause. Now, for example, if you influence someone to exercise because it's good for the health, then guess what? You just led that person to do something good. Or if you told someone about maybe a good restaurant in BGC or in Alabang or in Quezon City, you know, about whatever food that is, whether it's a ramen or something like a Filipino dish, and then he went there and had lunch, guess what you did? You just led that person to do something. So every time you influence someone to do something, you are leading that person. So guess what? I guess all of us are leaders at some point because we've influenced people around us. The fact that you're maybe engaging in a social media or something when you post something and it influenced someone to do something or make a decision, that is what you call leadership. But before we talk about leading, I want to submit to us also that first we must be led. And before you can lead, you must first be led. I came from a recent trip, and in the airport, I found this particular tag that really intrigued me. So I bought this tag from the airport, and it says here, "Follow me." So the reason why I bought this is because it reminds me that before I lead others, I must first follow someone or be led by someone. And that's exactly our verse or our text this morning. A very simple text, which is so familiar to all of us, and it's found in Mark chapter 1, verse 17 to 18. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. Now Jesus told his disciples to follow him first before they can fish for men. Following Jesus is the starting point of discipleship and leadership. You cannot lead others unless you first follow someone. Now let me ask you this morning, or whenever you're listening to this, who are you following? King David wrote Psalm chapter 23, and it's so familiar, describing God as a shepherd. To David, who was also a shepherd, David followed his shepherd as he led his sheep. Now, in Psalm 23, verse 1 to 6, and this is possibly or probably one of our favorite memory verses. "The Lord is my shepherd," a very personal prayer of David to the Lord. And I believe that all of us can have this personal prayer as well to the Lord every single day. "The Lord is my shepherd." It reflects about our relationship with the Lord. And then the next line says, "I shall not be in want." It talks about Him being a supplier for all our needs, our provider. "He makes me lie down in green pastures." It speaks of rest. "He leads me beside quiet waters." It talks about refreshment. "He restores my soul." It talks about our healing. "He guides me in paths of righteousness." It talks about us being led or being guided by Him. "For His name's sake," it talks about our purpose. And then in verse 4, it says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," it talks about challenges that we face in life, "I will fear no evil." It talks about assurance. "For you are with me." It talks about God's faithfulness to us. "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." it talks about protection or shelter. And then verse 5 talks about, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. It speaks of hope. You anoint my head with oil. It speaks of consecration. My cup overflows. It speaks of abundance. And then the last verse is, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. It speaks of blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It speaks about, speaks of security. Now, it is easy to follow someone that you can trust. In this particular psalm, we see that David fully trusted the Lord for his life and for his future. Trust is an important element in leadership. And I believe that anyone that we're following, the reason why we're following that person, whether it's our dad or our spouse or our boss or our leader, it speaks of us trusting that particular individual. Now, John chapter 10, verse 27, I was reminded of this particular scripture. It says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. We can only follow the shepherd if we know how to listen to his voice. Now, my encouragement for us is take the time to pause and listen to God so that he can speak to us, and so that he can lead you and comfort you and guide you and assure you and even bless you. Don't try to lead with an empty heart. We lead out of a full heart that is filled up by our shepherd, the shepherd of our soul. And then once we have followed the voice of the shepherd, once we heard him, then we can now lead others. The Apostle Paul said this, in fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. You know, Paul was confident to say to his followers or disciples to follow him as he is following Christ. Once again, my initial statement earlier was, before you can lead, you must first be led. Leadership is a tough responsibility because people are depending on you. They're following you. They're looking to you as an example. But if you follow closely the Lord, if you are closely following Jesus, then you can successfully lead others to him. Now, this is a very simple devotion for us. And my question for us today is this. Who are you following? And who are you leading? Who are the people following us? And may the people follow our lead as we follow the example of Christ. Once again, let's just continue to worship the Lord this morning. You reign forever, God. We declare you reign. Oh. When I was so lost, you chose to love someone like me, so that I could live. You gave your life upon that cross. Jesus, you've won it all. You reign forever. You reign forever. Holy and glorious. You reign. You reign forever. You reign forever. You reign forever. You reign forever, Jesus. Let's just pray. Father, thank you so much for, Lord, just allowing us to be faithful followers of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that even as Jesus called us to follow him, I pray that you would also allow us to hear the voice of the shepherd. Lord, thank you that you will continue to open the eyes of your people to see the good things that the Lord has in store for them. Lord, I know that your plans and your purpose for us are always good, pleasing, and perfect. And Lord, we can fully trust in the leading of our shepherd, our Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you also that you will allow us to be able to lead others into the right path. That as you have called us to lead and influence people, may we be careful on how we live our life. May we follow Jesus closely, so that even as we follow him and his example, Lord, we can confidently say, just like Paul, follow me as I follow Christ. So we thank you even for this morning. Continue to encourage your people, God, in whatever it is that they are facing today. May your blessing be upon us, Lord God, and may your favor surround us always as with a shield. Let me just pray for you and bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face toward you and grant you peace. Thank you, Lord, for everybody listening today. Bless them, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, thank you so much for joining us in the MWP. And we'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you all.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.